This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into Friday, what a great day at the end of the week as we head into the weekend. But I just want to remind you that life isn't just about the weekend. It's about every day. And the things that happen during your work week are just as significant to your life as the things that happen on the weekend. Yes, you might look forward to the free time on the weekend, but life isn't just made up of free time, is it? It's made up of relationships and encounters with people and what God wants to do through you in people's lives. The Christian life isn't just about church on Sunday or a small group you might attend or something like that. It's about your whole life. It's all-encompassing. You have a relationship with God that isn't limited to religious activity. It's something that impacts every aspect of your life. And so here you are on Friday and probably headed to work or thinking about work. Well, what part does God have to play in your Friday? We're talking about trusting God this week. And I want to read you a few verses from Psalm 103 in the Bible, starting in verse 17. It says, "But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments." Then listen to verse 19. "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." Isn't this true? God's kingdom isn't an earthly kingdom. It doesn't have national boundaries that it has to stay inside. His kingdom rules over all, and we see God building his kingdom in the hearts and lives of people in every nation, those nations that persecute Christians and those who don't. God is at work in people's lives, building his community of believers, people who know him and love each other, and allow him then to work through them in the lives of the people around them. That's God's kingdom at work. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. One of the reasons that we can trust God is simply this. As God, he has absolute control over every situation. His throne is established. His sovereignty rules over all. Do you know there's nothing that can prevent God from achieving his perfect will, regardless of how difficult that situation may seem to be? Now listen, when God set this world in place, he gave people free will, the ability to choose to love him or reject him. And he put into place the law of consequences so that when we rejected God, it brought a lot of pain and difficulty into this world. And God, in his sovereignty, has said, "I'm going to let that law of consequences play out." So there is a lot of pain in our lives and things going on in our world that do not please God as people keep on choosing to reject him. But even over those situations, God has sovereign control, and often he steps in and overrules things that people are choosing to do and overrules situations and circumstances, particularly in response to the prayers of his people. You can trust God because there is a loving God who is in sovereign control of your life, your situations. And as you go into this day, this Friday, and you think about the things that are happening in your life today, the people you're going to encounter at work, pleasant people and unpleasant people, pleasant circumstances and unpleasant circumstances, in every circumstance, remember this. You are in relationship with God, and God is over all. Bring your circumstances to him. Talk to him about them. Not only ask him to get you out of difficult circumstances, but ask him, "God, what is your purpose through me in this difficult circumstance or with this difficult person? What are you trying to do in their lives, and how do you want to do it through me? Learn to trust God with everything. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.